going over here today, and you have to look some par gimel mishna dalet. Hasheves mishnas and tamam bigder sheves. Sheves is simchei tavlani rechani. It's a sheves system which is fragrant, a fragrant spice. Bal parachim tzohuvim. It has gold leaves. Mishnas and tamam bigder when it gives us flavor in the pot. Okay, once it's given it has expelled its flavor, then there's no din anymore of it's no longer called a food. Once the sheves, this type of spice, this type of herb which gives out a spice, it's done its job.
But before that,
it's called chuma. Before you cook it.
So all the food that you cooked in it is no good. It's chuma.
Well, yes, correct. That's correct. Now the food that you're eating is chuma. But what about the thing? What about the spice itself? What about this leaf, this item itself? Does it any longer have the status of food?
If you take it out,
so it's not called the food.
It's spice. It's gone.
It's not called chuma. It's not called food.
It's not called.
It's like an it's klapt hashana.
There you go.
It's klapt hashana. Person is all burned out.
Right.
Hashana. Okay. Right. There's no din of the branches of a tree, hayyurukim, that are green, that are soft, nikram, they're called ulavim, zridim hein min siach. A zorid is a type of grass. Okay, it's a zeret. These are branches, they're green. Shakarishim is ulavim baby, and you go and you pickle these type of green, whatever branches, type of grass. Biyayin wine, or you become in vinegar, or you become in water, or you become in silver, or you eat it. Okay, that's what you do. Vishal orel, vulavim shal adol, vishal adol. A branch, a shoot of adol, who min yorok hadome litznoin. It looks like a radish. We did this. The ale haluf shashid, we did this. Halosh, we do this, Mishnah. The ale haluf ashaita, haolem shaluf abar, the wild loof. What is loof? Loof is a boss like an onion. Shashashim has very bitter, vacharim has very sharp.
Why do you call it shaita?
Because wild, shayta means it's wild, as opposed to domesticated ones that are not wild. Different varieties. The stamaluf, it's a leaf of a onion, the type of onion that's
loof,
not wild.
Why does it say a bottle?
It's a type. It's a variety. It has its own name. I don't know. It has its own name. It's a special type of a unique type of onion. Ha'olim shaluf abava haluf min batzal shashosh emar v'chad v'od v'inim tamitim v'sachol mat she'ad she'im tuku she'enem chashuv ma'inchal el'acha shakosh ma'asa b'yad v'chem esu b'mayim v'melchum v'mitzim mehem mirimusam. It's not called a food until you extract its bitterness. So therefore, here it's just the opposite. That until you cook it, until you pickle it, until you process it, it is not called a food. At first, it becomes called after these things happen. Rabbi Shimon says, "Av shel pekuos." Pekuos means melon. So, olam shel pekuos leaves of pekuos. We have to come to the leaves of pekuos.
It's not a melon. Pekuos is not melon.
What's a pekua?
You make it up as you go on. Pekuos.
Olam leaves shel pekuos. Kayoyt sebeim sheinim mitam to masochem ad sheyim to the mishavim. Siri. Alexa, what is the meaning of Pekuos?
It was saying Perish of Geffen. Yeah, who is saying Perish of Geffen Hashidra?
Where will you see that?
Geffen Hashid, right here.
Oh, Pekuos, okay, so you see it says over here. All of the words we look at, we times of the Ad Achim Tavu, Pekuos saying Perish of Geffen, it means vines, wild vines. V'doimim la'avtichim, it's like melons, I was right, it's like a melon. Ketanim, behim, mother, bitter, vase, farsh, the last midboris. Some say it's from the desert. Hasheves is some type of spice, so it's called a food. But once it puts
it in the kedera, once it loses its potency, boom, finished. No more
tumah. There's no din of tumas. No din of tumas. Lulvei ziradim, the shoots of a zered. Bishal adol.
You said a zered was a.
Doesn't silly say what it is. This is a certain type of shoot.
Antve Elon Hayurakim Varakim the Krum Lovim. Yeah, that's lovely. The rather
it's a siach.
Mean siach.
A grass. Called siach hasod etelem yitzmach. The adam ayin lavad is adamna. Okay. The siach is a grass.
Okay.
Siach also means to
so
pray.
Lule is a...
Yofet sichosun shal avzi otvay seyesem mituyasun shal banim. The siach means prayer. Vayit.
I can't see.
Okay, so we have Luve Zrodin, the shoots of the grass. The Shal Adol. Adol is a type of radish. Tsinoin is a radish.
Well, it's two separate things. No? The
yes.
Luve, the Indian Elan, or Yerak of Iraq.
Lule
it's
Zrodin.
Like a love. It's a Lula.
Lula means a shoot. It's something which comes out of the ground. It's a growth spurt. A growth spurt of something that comes out of the ground. That's called Luve Zrodin. What is a Zeret? A type of grass.
Yeah.
Vishal Adol. Adol is a type of
I
radish.
I should say Lulavim Vizradim. It's two separate items.
No, it's not. It's one item. Lulve Ziradim. Lulve means an onuf. The word Lulve means a branch. A zered is a type of grass.
So what is a branch and a grass have to do with
it? It's a certain variety. It's not a grass.
There's no shoot in
a zered. No, that there is. A zered is a type of vegetable. Whatever it is. It's a type of thing which grows out of the ground. That's all you have to know. Lulav means the shoot, and when you have this min, there's a min called a zeret. Whatever it is, you want to know what it is? Well, look it up what it is. Alexa, what is the meaning of a zeret? I have to learn how to use Alexa.
You got it on your phone?
No, I have to turn it on. I turned it off because it was annoying me.
Really?
It was annoying me. I have enough people who annoy me in this world.
Have enough people telling you what to do?
Another person to annoy me. Twig. It says here that a zered is a twig. A twig. Twig. It's all it says. Zered, wicker, shoot, sprig. Okay? It's a twig. Everything, all the words you could possibly want to know, they have 20 words over here. All the synonyms and nechudos. Vaita. Let's go back now. Zered, the lulave, the shoots of Ziradim. Whatever it is, a certain type of green goes to the ground. So what is the halacha? The shel adol. Adol is a type of radish. The ale, the leaves, lulave has shaita, it's a type of onion. All of these things. It's sweetened. So when it is in its raw state, it does not have din of an oichel. It first gets the din of an oichel only after it gets processed. Rabbi Shimon says, melons have the same status.
Not
a melon,
a bakuas,
is either an aftiach, is din of liaftich into a melon. And some say it's a gefen asode, and some say it is, as one is we have sode liaftichim, the last midbar. It's three interpretations. Three interpretations as to the meaning of the word pakuois: a gefen hasode, avtichim, or the last
midbaris.
In the raw state, they're not food. Mimele, they're not metame.
Later, they
turn into foods.
That's when they're metame.
Correct. When they're metame.
Let's go.
Okay, next mishnah. Hey,
hakoish. It's lucky we got rid of the book. We're going at warp speed here.
Hakoish ve'hachem mos. Come on, you could have learned the mishnah out of the book. Come on, you know nothing. Hakoish. Do not go in one page. Hakoish min boisem. It's a spice. Okay, ve'hachem mos. Who echem mi'misani? The hakoish akinamon is one of the spices of the ketores. Min boisem who echem mi'misani. It's one of the ingredients of the ketores.
Both are boisem.
That's what next. That's kosh. That's kosh.
I'm saying it's a bison. What's a
spice? A spice. It's a spice. An herb. An herb which produces fragrance. A spice. V'hachemos. What's chemos? V'yesh garsim v'hachemos v'hachomom. The mem, not a samach. Chayinu tzemach upsem means a sprout of another zach.
Okay.
Amomum. I don't know. It's a certain type of variety. You're a botanist. You know what these things are? Do they mean something to you over these things?
Obviously, if you put it in parentheses, he made it easier to understand what it is.
Do you want to know what it is? 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 Ah. Mo. Amoimum. Amoimum. umum.